Pesach is the Yontiv of Emuna, and Shvi'i Shel Pesach is the Yontiv. It's the highlight of Pesach. It's sort of the climax. The Shira is the Shvi'i Shel Pesach. It's the climax of Emuna, and being mesbayin a little bit in the special Darg of Emuna of Shvi'i Shel Pesach of the Shira Sayam is very important. Let's first take a look in the davening. When we daven every day in, we say in the Berachas Krishma, Ma'ariv, it's more noticeable. We say Emes V'Emuna, and we tell about Sipi Tzitz Mitzrayim. We go through the basically Akash Baruch took us out, and then it says U'malchusei V'rotzin Kibla Alehem Moishen Meisolchon U'Shira B'Simcha Rabba V'Muchula. So Moshe and Klai Yisrael said Shira. And what's the Shira? Micha Moicha Beilem Hashem Micha Moichner Bakredish Neuro Silois Eisefela. So that's sort of a pasuk that is encapsulating the entire Shira. Hashavach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no one like him, and so on. Then there's another piece. Malchus HaRoh V'necha V'Hayom Lefnei Moshe Ze Keli Onu V'Omru Hashem Yimachom Ved. They saw the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they said Hashem Yimloich. So we pick two psukim out of the Shira to sort of encapsulate the entire Shira. Not clear to us the difference between the psukim. Why do we pick two psukim? The introductions to these two psukim are also somewhat distinct. The first one, it says Malchusei V'Ratzin Kibla Lehem. Kazos Mekabel the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said Shira. Here it says Malchus HaRo'u V'necha B'Kiyam Fei Moshe. They were Ro'u. Here it says Ze Keli Onu V'Amru, and the second one says Ze Keli Onu V'Amru Hashem Yocham Ved. So there seems to be two types of events, perceptions, and one leads to a pasuk of Micha Meicha, and one leads to a pasuk d'Hashem Yimloich. If we take a look in the Shira itself, there is going to be almost two parts to it can be discerned. You have the first half, which describes the Nisim Neflos up until Kriyas Yamsuf, and then it's solo confess my dear Micha Moicha Beilem Hashem Micha Moicha Reba Kodesh Neri Silz Eisefela. That is the almost the end of one phase. Then it starts Natisi Micha Vartz Nachista V'chamzcha Amzugolto Nevalto V'oscha Mekachecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu leads this nation, brings them to Beis HaMikdash. Shomu Amim Yergozun. Many Rishayim learn, and that's the Pashta Pshat, the Chura, seems to be that it's on the road from Mitzrayim onwards, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, Ad Yavarim Hashem Yom Zekonisa, Tiv'eim of Zdei Machnoscha, and so on, Hashem, Mikdash Hashem Koni Yadecha. So the next few Psukim, half of this year, deals with what's going to be. And they said, Hashem Yom Lakolom Ved. That's what that this year ends. Besides the fact that it's interesting, there seem to be two sections of the Shira, one ending with Micha Moicha Beilem Hashem, and one ending with Hashem Yimloich. There seems to be something also highly incomprehensible in the second half. We understand Shira is a type of Shevach. It's called a Shevach. The Targum Taish is Shevach. However you're going to explain it, it's some sort of praise, simcha, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The praise and the understand and the Shevach and the Hoidoya on the past makes a lot of sense. The Shevach and Hoidoya on the future is puzzling. I could understand an expression of Bitochen, of Emunah, those make sense to speak about the future in that way. And we're confident and we believe and it's for certain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us further and bring us in and so on. But where's the room for some sort of same Shira? We're now praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things that didn't happen yet. It's very, very strange. If we take a look another glance at it, the whole Shira is written really in a future tense. Oz Yoshe Moshe. Moshe will sing. So that means that the whole Tzura of the Shira has something to do with the future. Yes, so Rashi explains Olam Achshavtoi, but it's something that Chazal do talk about it in the future tense, Tchis HaMesim, they're going to say Shira again. It is something that the Shira is in the future tense. So that magnifies the problem we have, that one doesn't think that it could be that way. A Shira is on what was and what is, and that's most appropriate Shira. What's the pshat in a Shira of a future tense? That's one point that we would like to try to understand a little bit and discuss the two stages, two levels of the Shira. There's another pasuk that's associated in some ways with the Shira of Pesach. And let's take a look at this pasuk. It's a pasuk in Shira Shirim, Perek Dalet, pasuk Ches. Iti milavonen kala iti milavonen. Kodesh Baruch Hu says the Klal Yisrael is coming from Levonon back to Yisrael. Itim Levon Tavoy. Levon is the north of Yisrael, and the future Geula, in the future Geula, they'll be coming from the north. Toshuri Meirosh Amona. So Toshuri Meirosh Amona, the Pash, the Pshat that Rashi brings is Tashuri means to look out, like Asheren of Leikarev, Aren of Laat, Asheren of Leikarev. That's the word Ashura means to see. The Meirosh Amona, from the top of the mountains of Amona. That is the way Rashi understands the Pashto Pshat. So Rashi says here the following: Tashuri Meirosh Amona. Tits Adi, Bekapsi es nidachayich. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will gather in the exiles, Tistakli v'tizboneni, you're going to look out and be mizbonein, Maschar pulaseich, what is the schar of your pula, Miroi shemuna shemantabi, Dova'acha, so, there's a mountain at the tip, the northern Eretz Yisrael, which is called Amona. And Keshen Golias Nikbotze is a Magiasham, when the Golias will be gathered and they will reach it, Hem Tsoifemisham. They're going to look out on Yisrael, v'ruying v'ol Yisrael, v'avir Yisrael. They're going to see Yisrael and v'avir Yisrael, u'smeich v'ayim hoido. So the pasuk is telling me, second pshat in Rashi, that Klal Yisrael is going to come to the northern tip, look out at Eretz Yisrael, and be meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's hard to understand when somebody doesn't have something, and I see it. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go to Yisrael, but he saw Eretz Yisrael. That's sort of we understand the point, at least, of seeing it. You're not going to be able to go there, but at least it'll be zeichet to see it. But when Klal Yisrael is already coming to Eretz Yisrael, they're an inch away from the border, what's the point of standing up on top of it and looking out and seeing and perceiving and so on? It's a little bit... What's the point of this whole exercise that we have standing and seeing? Chazal also darshan that Toshuri comes from the word Toshiri, and they say that the schus of this of Emuna. So they Chazal many Chazal on this point Toshuri Meirosh Amona, that the shira that Kaisel was zeichet to was in the wake of the emunah that the others had, that Kaisel had, some sort of connection between shira and emunah. Emunah is a very, very wonderful thing. Shira is a very wonderful thing. Hard for us to picture a special connection between shira and emunah. They're both very, very nice. They're both fine. But what's the pshat that there's any type of connection between shira and emunah? The schus emunah, that's why there's echta the shira. So the point that we'll talk about is be'etzem the sfasemis. He says this nekuda. He makes the nekuda in a very, very brief way, and he has an arichus, but the arichus is all consists of a lot of brief points. I'm going to try to be masbid the point in a way that we would have a havan in it, and to understand this inyan of shira and asidus and emunah and so on, especially emunah. Sfasemis basically says, when he asks this kasha of what is it, what's the pshat nishir and asidus, he says that emunah touches a point where past, present, and future, chiluk izmanim, becomes meaningless. That's basically what he says. We'll try a little bit to tune it and get some havana and some tfisa. Let's understand. Let's picture two following scenarios. I come along and I ask somebody, "What are the chances? Today is July. Let's say it's not July, but let's say today is July. Ask somebody, what are the chances going to be 9 degrees today? Very good chance, 60%. What are the chances that'll be 60 degrees? Very slim. Less, 40. I'm going to keep talking about degrees. I ask him, do you think it's impossible it should be 50 degrees today? And no, I wouldn't use the word impossible. I'd say it's highly, 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 highly unlikely. That's the type of word I would use. Somebody comes to me and asks me, what are the chances that water will burn? My answer will be zero. What are the chances that things will start falling upwards instead of downwards? Tell them zero. No chance. Impossible. How do I distinguish between the type of things that I would say extraordinarily unlikely to the things I would say impossible? Where is that avchana? Along what fault line is that avchana made? So I think the answer lies in the following. One of a person's great kohos, and this is a koach that goes to the heart of a person's understanding and tefisa, is the chiluk between etzem and mikri, or essential and incidental. In other words, whenever I look at an object, I have a certain grasp of what I feel is that essential thing, and things that are really incidental to it. For instance, what are the chances that the rainwater that'll come down will have some color to it? Slim. Impossible? No. Could there be red water, blue water? There's like, in history, there's been recorded blue water, red water, because of minerals or whatever it is. But I know it's highly, highly unlikely. I'm not going to say it's impossible. Water burning, I'm going to say it's absolutely impossible. Why? What's the difference? The answer is because the color to the water is an incidental property. It's not something that I feel defines what water is. Not burning, I feel, is something about the essence of water. And therefore, something that is, if it's burning, it's not water, and if it's water, it's not burning. Whereas blue, the color of water, is incidental. It can, it cannot, and so on. So Adam was granted the ability to be tofes something with being able to distinguish the essential from the incidental. I think this goes to the heart of Adam's ability to name animals. I could also name animals. I could name a dog as being furry and playful, barking. I have 101 things I can say about dogs, but none of them grasp the essence of the dog. Adam Arishan was able to be aimed on exactly what a dog is. That tfisa is very, very to the core of Adam's havan and tfisa. I would give it another name, and I would call it the havchana between emes lamitoi and something that's not emes lamitoi. If I call water white or clear, it's a correct statement, but it's not defining the thing at its core. It's not defining what water is. It's defining what water's normal properties are. When I find water as something that's not flammable, then I'm defining something that I feel is the core of it. So emes, in the big, big sense of the word, versus less than emes, on the emes, it lies in this havchana. Those things that are that go to the essence of an object are not they're not mutable, they're not changeable in time. I can say the water today is clear, tomorrow it's going to become clouded, in a week it's going to become very dark. That can change. So time it applies to it, and I have to ask myself, what's today, what's tomorrow? And that's why, if you ask me what are the chances the weather is going to be 60 degrees in July, the longer you give me time, the longer it might change to some degree. There's climate change, there's freak storms, or who knows what. So time is a quality that defines things that will describe things that are not core, that are not essential. But when I'm talking about flammability, the reason water is inflammable is because that's what water is. So tomorrow, I'm just as confident tomorrow as I am today, because I haven't touched on incidental quality, I've touched about the chavitz itself. So whenever I deal with a property that is core to something, and this is what its essence is, time is not at all an applicable metric to that quality. We have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoya Hoive V'Yia. Hoya Hoive V'Yia doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, will be, was be, and so on. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is of an essence, that his HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a description of core metzias, and therefore time is not an applicable metric to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like by defining gravity, so it means that tomorrow and in a trillion years, it's not going to change. Defining HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mufka from change. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always, not because I know it'll be tomorrow, but because the definition I've given it, the understanding I've given it, the tefisa I have in it, doesn't change at all in time. So when we talk about being maimin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can have two levels of emunah. We can have a level of emunah where we live in the context of this world, and we have many, many proofs, support, evidence, testimony, many things of that nature, which tell us, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's one level of emunah, and that's always the first step of emunah, and that's fine. But it's not at all understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way we need to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really. The Shira started the Shira went with two levels. The first level of the Shira was the Nisim Neflos Kadosh Baruch Hu made, which give us evidence, indisputable evidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-powerful, all-mighty, all-being, and so on. So that leads to the statement, Micha Moicha Be'ilam Hashem. There is no one comparable. I've looked around everything. In this context, there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That statement stands as a Shevach only for what was and what is. That's all I can say in that Shevach. Kriyas Yam Suf had an ultimate gilui of Zekeli Van Veyu. We had a perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel as HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be. And therefore, in the Zekeli, we were able to be oimed on the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that future is not memayed at all in it. Once I grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being the emes, and his essence is the only real essence of the world, then chiluk zmanim really fall away, and it makes no difference. And therefore, the second half of the Shira, and this is the difference in the first one, it says they were mekabel malchus ratzon kibul aleihem. In the second one, it says malchus rov anecha v'kevei Moshe. The once they saw the malchus, and we'll explain a bit later about the Re'iyah specifically, then they had a whole different Shira, and that's really the high point of the Shira, is Hashem Yimlech Lo'olam Vo'ed. It's the understanding that Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is not because of anything within the context. It's because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. His Malchus is Nes, and so on. There's a big issue on this point. It says, there's a pasuk, Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Melech, Olam Ved. It's not really a pasuk. It's a tziruf of Yipsukim. It's brought in different Chazal, but Anshe Knesset all put it in for us. In the Targum on Hashem Yimlech Lo'olam Ved makes a remarkable change. He doesn't use future tense. He says Hashem Malchusei Koyim Lo'olam Olamaya. That's the gears that we have, or Hashem Malchusei Lo'olam Olamaya, without the word Koyim. Koyim is like the word Kayim. The two Gersos, each one brought the more common Gersos that we have, that Ramban brings others, is Koem. It's one we say in Davening. But there is a Gersa, many correct editions, Shema Chuselon Ved. Both of them do not say Hashem Yimloch. And there's different discussion. Maybe Hashem Yimloch would imply some sort of Hakshama. But I think there's a different pshat in line with what we're saying. There is no statement Hashem Yimloch Lo'olam Vo'ed that makes sense. For me to proclaim that Hashem will always be king, Mechates, how do I know? I assume, I probable. All I can do is speak about probabilities. When I say Hashem Malchusei Lo'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is eternal. It's not, it will be. But that's its Metzias. So in that sense, it's above time, and then it applies to the future. Only when I describe a quality that's above time does it apply itself to the future. So the correct interpretation of Hashem Yimloch is either Hashem Malchusei Koyim Lo'olamaya or Hashem Malchusei Lo'olamaya. I want to try to describe this a little bit in how it reflects itself. We've spoken now in an understanding of emuna in terms of tefisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what tefasemes means. Emuna is a madrega of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that he becomes reality and everything else becomes incidental reality. It's like in another area, and that is in the world of mitzvahs. A person can understand Torah as incidental to the world. The world is real. There's economy, there are drives, their desires. There's a lot of things in this world. Torah brings out the best, makes it beautiful, makes it good, makes it wonderful, makes it positive. Those are all very, very nice things. But real emunah in Torah, it requires understanding that toiv in the Bria. In other words, the first, the lower tefisa is possessions are very positive things, very positive thing. So having possessions is very good. But if I'm dishonest in how I got my possessions, if I'm selfish in how I share my possessions, so then it takes away, it's not going to be good, there's harvonish afterwards, but I haven't detracted from the etzeminyan that it's good to have stuff. That's a physical look at the world. For the person who lives in the reality of a physical world, that's the reality. A person who transcends that, emunah means also honesty, faithfulness. A person who transcends this world, and the world that he lives in is the world of toiv. So all that exists is honesty and kindness. The objects with which to perform it, or which to express it, they're incidental, and they come and go. Two people can be doing almost the same good, and yet in terms of their perspective, it's a different universe. I want to go to the Chazal of Tashur Meroish Emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the goals and bring them to the mountaintop and they'll see Eretz Yisrael. Let's try to explain it in the following way. A person has different chushim. He has different faculties. The most palpable, tangible one is chush hamishush. And that's feeling, touching, and I would say experiencing something where my flesh and blood are experiencing it. To us, that is the strongest element of reality that exists. That's reality itself. I'm here. I'm sweating. If a person runs into a wall, he knows there's a wall. It's real to him. The other end is Shmiya. Avosenu Sipru Lanu. Sipit says Mitzrayim. We heard from somebody. We hear testimony from credible sources, from many credible sources, and that's how I can know through Shmiya that there is I know things through Shmiya, and that's a form of emuna that is kind of the more dimension of emuna. I trust. I have to rely and trust something. But there's another type of perception. That's sight. So let's take the two extremes. When I run into the wall, I know there's a wall there, and to me that's reality because I've experienced it. When I hear from other people, I trust, but it's percentages. I assign 91%, 99%, 99.9%. I assign a percentage to how much can I trust the information and so on. When I see something, technically I'm not there. But that's my world. If I see the wall in the road ahead, I break, I do whatever it takes because it's reality to me. I don't assign percentages to that. Emunah is where a person enters the world of Re'iyah. Tashuri Meroish Amana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us into Eretz Yisrael with a burst of Emunah, where Emunah is the Tfisa through Re'iyah. I don't even have to be there anymore. The world opens up. And I see things, and that becomes my reality. So emunah is not buttressing through argument, faith, testimony, evidence, etc. Real emunah is entering another realm of tefisa, that is the tefisa of the things in ruchnius that are. That's the essential world. That's the mitzius of the world. That's the mitzius of emes. Let's take one more place where this is nogea, and this is the flip side. Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu a person has a quality called a ne'emon. Moshe Rabbeinu, it says about Moshe Rabbeinu, chol beisi ne'emon. Moshe Rabbeinu is a ne'emon, which, if emunah is the greatest quality reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ne'emonus is the greatest quality belonging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's understand how it's possible. Let's take a seed. A seed that I plant, let's say it's taken from a plant that has a certain color. Chances are very good it'll have that color. Why? Because the genes can somehow, we come with two genes. If one of them is dominant and one is recessive, the dominant one is the one that's going to appear, but it has in it something other than that. If I have two parents, both are tall, white, black, whatever it is, and they have children, so I say probably the children will look like them because both it's the dominant genes, but there's other genetic material there also. If let's say I tell you they have no genes for anything but that, the genes are totally that, that means that their metzias, their essence is that, there's no way in which a child will be different under the normal circumstances, without a mistake happening, whatever. A person has a dominant character aspect. I'm a good person. I try to do good, I try to be fine, so on. So I probably will do good, I'll probably do right. But there's more pieces to myself. I have a whole bunch of recessive traits. This one wants kinah, this one wants taiva, this one wants covet, this one wants this, this one wants that. I have other pieces in myself. And therefore, the best I can say is a percentage. He'll probably do well. That's not a ne'eman. If I send somebody on a mission, if the person has any self-interest, I can only give in probabilities that the person will do it. But if the person has nothing but the metzias of right, then what else is he going to do? They said at the Hesped, where Moshe Shapiro, Zechon Evracha, someone said that after he had the second episode, he was operated, and from that point he never recovered. He was kind of not really conscious, not really cognizant, and he woke up, and the first things he said was, there's somebody whose totality is to bring Kavod Shamayim. His totality, there's a person whose totality, to, again and again and again and again. And his kids asked him, who? And finally it broke through, he said, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Ne'eman. Ne'eman means the totality. So it's impossible for him because that's the essence of Moshe. Moshe had brought himself to Madrega where that was his essence. So Emunah, let's sum up. Emunah comes in two phases. It comes in a phase of probability, where we deal with incidental properties. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this and this and this and this, can do and will do, but I haven't defined the Bria as HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the essence of the Bria. And that's the first Shira, where I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu amongst Eilim, Micha Moich Be'elam Hashem, and I affirm and confirm, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always be, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done everything and is powerful and given us everything and so on and so forth. Then, Klal Yisrael was zeicha to a glimpse of Zeh Keli Vanveyu. Zeh Keli Onu Va'amru, Hashem Yimlach Lam Ved. When they said Zeh Keli, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu became reality, so Hashem Yimloch is as real as Hashem Moloch and Hashem Melech. Like the Sfasemis says, the chilukim of Hoyve Av and Asid become meaningless because it's all one. So he's not because he happened to do good and because he will do good and can do good. It's because he is good. It's not because he can help, he has the ability and did help, and it's because he is Kol Yochel. That's his metzias. That is emunah and it's high darga, and that's the second half of the Shira. it expresses itself in terms of emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and expresses of an understanding of toiv vis-a-vis the bria. It is the person's madrega of ne'eman, that a person becomes a ne'eman, which is the highest dagger of a person that a person can attain, means there's nothing else. This is the person's mohos. This is his essence. He sees himself as kol kuli. This is who I am. I'm kol kuli davak HaKadosh Baruch Hu and kol kuli eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And eved ne'eman means he has no possession of anything that could be his own. So there's nothing else he would be but a ne'eman. We saw Naftira. We had Naftira on Shabbos, that Melech HaMashiach, the Haftarah in today, in Shemini Atzeret Pesach, that the Haftarah, it says about Melech Mashiach that Tzedek will be Ezer Masnav and Emunah Ezer Chalotzav. The Ezer is the belt. One is a belt of Masnav, is Tzedek, and the belt of Chalotzav is Emunah. The Muslim Farshim would say the Chalotzav and Moisnav are fairly the same. They mean the same thing. They're synonyms. The Malm explains that they would wear two belts. The belt that you wore outside on top of the garments, its job was to hold close to a person all sorts of tools that he would use to interact with the outside. Sword, knife, and so on. And that's the Ezer Masnav. So that's the belt that attaches to a person whatever he needs to interact with the world outside. There was an inner belt, actually on his loins, whose job is to hold the body together. Just like when a person goes to heavy work, we tie ourselves with something. It keeps the body together, and so we don't get injured. That's chalotzav. He brings psukim. It's mochiach kedarko. The outside belt, the outside what Melech HaMashiach holds close to himself are the tools that he uses to interact with the bria, is tzedek, and that's the that he keeps in a sheath, and that's the tool that he keeps close to himself to interact with the bria. The pnimius of Melech HaMashiach, the pnimius, the core of him, is an ezer of emunah. The mohus, the midah of emunah, it can never be a slapped on midah, an attached midah. Because emunah is how I perceive the essence of the bria, and it has to be my own pnimius. The shira brought from emunah is when they perceive the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the atzmius of the bria, and the goyel la'asid, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was a ne'eman, which means that emunah was his core. The goyel la'asid lavai, he will do tzedek in the bria. He will have a sheath of tzedek attached to him, but who he is and what he is going to be emunah. The yontif that we celebrate emunah, that we culminate with the shira of emunah, with two dargas emunah, we should be zeicha bekarev to the one whose ezer masnav is tzedek and whose ezer chalotzav is emunah.